They lied about JFK. They lied about getting us into the Vietnam War and the Gulf of Tonkin. They lied about Israel and the USS Liberty. They lied about Iraq One and the incubator babies. They lied about Iraq Two and the weapons of mass destruction. And they lied about the Taliban. And the Taliban were going to give up Osama bin Laden if you could give them proof. Give them to a third world country. But you don't hear about that. No. They lied. How many lies do they have to tell you before you won't believe them anymore? Before you will question them? 9/11 is the same. Are you going to continue to live the lie?
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks.
As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city.
It's now, what, some 8 hours since the attacks. Is there any estimate yet available of the number of casualties in the World Trade Center?
When you talk to people on, they don't even say how many people might have been killed and injured. And I think that feeling, until the idea of the devastation, people don't really know what to say or what to think. I think they feel the bubble of their security as being in America has definitely been popped. This city and this country will not be the same. But they don't really know where to turn. That's the very sad thing. I think there's going to be a lot of very, very traumatized people that has hit them very, very hard.
Jane, I think many of us, when we heard the news, perhaps on the radio earlier today, were completely flabbergasted by it and just couldn't comprehend it. I mean, it almost sounded too far-fetched. I was wondering what it's felt like for you being in Manhattan. Well, unfortunately, I think we've lost the line with Jane Stanley.
Again, this occurred just in the last several moments around the Trade Center building. Building number 7, 47 stories.
If there's one thing the last 4 years should have taught you, government lies. Government lies and liberty dies. That ought to be a lesson that we all learn, especially after the last 4 years. Look at the lockdowns, look at the stupid mask and the stupid social distancing, and the people that went along with it, living the lies. But just now, this is the 14th of September, 2024. 9/14/2024. And we just passed 9/11/2024. 23 years after the towers fell. And you know, at this stage in the game, you'd think that most people would have already figured out that what the government official story is a lie. Have you figured that out yet? There are a few studies out there that say the majority of people don't believe the official story. I just don't know how you can still believe the official story. This is what you'd have to believe.
September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat trained pilots on four commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down three buildings with two planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DOD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10th, 2001. Luckily, the news anchors knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, Sibel Edmonds, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening. It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told it because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors. It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Because
nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government that could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
Except the Pentagon, FEMA, NORAD, and the NRO. The DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, but that's okay because it probably wasn't important. The SEC destroyed their records on the investigation into the insider trading before the attacks, but that's okay because destroying the records of the largest investigation in SEC history is just part of routine record keeping. NIST has classified the data that they used for their model of WTC-7's collapse, but that's okay because knowing how they made their model of the collapse would jeopardize public safety. The FBI has argued that all material related to their investigation of 9/11 should be kept secret from the public, but that's okay because the FBI probably has nothing to hide. This man never existed, nor is anything he had to say worthy of your attention, and if you say otherwise, you are a paranoid conspiracy theorist and deserve to be shunned by all of humanity. Likewise, him, 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 and her, and her, and her, and him. Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it. Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media, which told you the hard truths about
his head could be seen to move violently forward.
And
they took the babies out of incubators.
And
mobile production facilities.
And
the rescue of Jessica Lynch.
If you have any questions about this story, you are a batshit, paranoid, tinfoil, dog-abusing baby hater and will be reviled by everyone. If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the Friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, MSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission. Because ignorance is strength.
And there is so much evidence out there pointing to the fact that this was a conspiracy. Who all was involved? Who all made money? We may never all know. But certainly it was not Osama bin Laden in a cave somewhere with a satellite phone. And certainly it wasn't these 12 ace pilots doing their thing. And certainly there was a reason why NORAD and everybody else was down. Have you ever questioned it? Or have you been one of the ones that is always, every year, thought about, it's a good thing we went over there to Afghanistan and Iraq to get them people? Are you a supporter of the forever wars? The war on terror. And what did it bring us? It brought us the Patriot Act. And remember, everything, anything, the title of a bill that is in Congress is always the opposite of what they're telling you. The Unpatriot Act. That's where the beginnings of the TSA and the Homeland Security and the fill you up and x-ray you and take your shoes off and all that. And how about the anthrax? Remember anthrax coming in right behind 9/11?
There is some indication, and I don't have the conclusions, but some of this anthrax may, and I emphasize may, have come from Iraq.
Oh, is that right?
If that may be the case, then that's when some tough decisions are going to have to be made, too.
And so they were aware from the start that it was almost certainly a domestic source, and yet all kinds of factions within the government and out tried continuously to depict it as something that was likely coming from Iraq, and they continued to do that for several years, even when it was clearly established that it was almost certainly a domestic source.
Right behind the towers falling. Remember that? It turns out that the anthrax came from Fort Detrick, Maryland. Only place in the world.
As we now know, of course, the anthrax attacks were a false flag event. By early 2002, it was confirmed that the anthrax had sourced to the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases at Fort Detrick, a key facility within America's own bioweapons program. Soon, suspicion fell on Stephen Hatfill, a person of interest identified by the FBI, who eventually won a $4.6 million lawsuit against the Department of Justice for falsely accusing him of his participation in the attacks and illegally leaking his identity to the press. The blame for the attacks was then pinned on Bruce Ivins, a researcher at Fort Detrick who conveniently died before the FBI could identify him or try him in court.
But at this point, if you haven't questioned 9/11, if you don't realize that it's been a lie, and I'm not saying that I know all of it and all that, there's enough evidence to tell you it is a lie. And we know that the war on terror is a lie. Look at the billions and trillions. Some estimates go as high as $7 trillion have been spent on the war on terror in the last 23 years. Liberty. Liberty is gone. The industrial censorship complex is growing out of it. The biosecurity state is growing out of it. They could have never done what they've done during the Corona without the Patriot Act and the new alphabet agencies that were created around it and the new rules and regulations. Got to have rules, you know. And new rules and regulations to go around it. So 9/11 is critical to understanding what's gone on in the last 20 years. And if you're not questioning that, you're not questioning anything. And if you're just living the lie, two plus two equals five. If you just scratch the surface, just the teeniest, tiniest bit on the 9/11 lie, it doesn't take you just a few minutes to figure out it is a lie. And the amount of propaganda that the mainstream media and all their affiliated outlets put out to tell you that you're a conspiracy theorist, you're a nut job, you're crazy if you question anything that went on. Don't question how did three buildings get hit by only two airplanes and a third building go down. 8 hours later, straight down, like a controlled demolition. And the NIST report tells us, oh, it's from the office fires. When the University of Alaska tells us, that's impossible. It had to be done by controlled demolition. Much of what they tell us about the tower is just nuts. This idea of a pancake theory and the fires melting the steel and all this kind of babble. We know that that's impossible. There's never been a high-rise building that has ever fallen due to fire, ever. Except that one day, 9/11, 2001, two buildings did it. And how do these crazy pilots, how are they able to fly these things when they can't even fly Cessnas? They can't fly the tiniest little aircraft. And they do some miraculous flying just to get to the towers, and much less the Pentagon. Expert pilots say that's damn near impossible. They couldn't do it. But how many of you scratched the surface? How many of you still believe the damn lie? There's so much evidence out there for anybody that wants to look. It comes back to what I've said for a long time. The government is a liar, a thief, and a murderer. And ladies and gentlemen, this government lied about 9/11, stole the money to go overseas in the war on terror, and murdered millions over there. And ladies and gentlemen, they murdered those people in the towers. Recently, Dick Cheney come out and endorsed Kamala. What the hell? Dick Cheney and George Bush are massive war criminals. Henry Kissinger, another war criminal. This government is criminal. Are you going to still go for the lie? How many of your elected officials tote the line? They go up and they hang wreaths and everything and all and memorialize and even say the war on terror, where it was good we go over there and kill millions of people.
Of course, everybody does remember what they were doing on September 11th. I can tell you what I was doing. I know everybody in this room that's old enough can remember exactly where they were at when that horrific event happened. Detrimental attack on our nation and on our sovereign soil. And I'm glad everyone overseas that attacked us paid dearly, because we made good on a promise that we were going to protect our nation and our people.
Yes, Vice Chair.
Why? Why? When they should be angry at the cover-up, the crime, because this was a crime. It was a massive murder and terror by our own government and other governments and other accomplices in order to enable the war on terror and profit from it and more control and less liberty for the American people. So when your elected officials are up there and all, ask them, do you believe the 9/11 official record, or is it a lie? Something else to think about. This crazy, crazy, crazy world where what you thought is not what is. And it's time you open your eyes. Until next time, boys and girls.
Next speaker is Tom Webb.
Peace.
9/11 and litter.
Welcome.
I was going to speak about more than one thing, but I think I'll leave some of it off. Got such a pitiful, poor audience here today for me to speak to.
you got plenty of people. I heard there were 5,000 people watching us on YouTube tonight, so you speak away.
All right. Well, maybe. But tomorrow is the 23rd anniversary of 9/11, so I'm going to talk about that. I do this every now and then, I guess once a year. It seemed like it was just yesterday. But some planes hit the Twin Towers, World Trade Center, and they collapsed in such a way that is questionable. How could they fall straight down? 7 hours later, Building 7 across the street from them fell in its own footprint. 7 hours after. So Larry Silverstein owned Building 7, and he was leasing the Twin Towers. And somehow he came out with the insurance on the Twin Towers. I don't know exactly how that works. But anyway, planes hit the Twin Towers. 7 hours later, Building 7 went down, and it looks like it was imploded. It fell straight down. So there have been questions about that, and the NTSC, National Institute of Standards and Technology, did a study of Building 7, trying to figure out what happened. It took them 7 years to come up with the information that they made public, and they said fire brought it down. It had very little fire in it. When the Twin Towers fell, debris from the Twin Towers knocked out windows on one side and maybe started a fire in it. It had some fire. It's referred to as office fires. Pretty well burned out by 7 hours later when it fell in. So what is presumed is that they tried to push the button on it to bring it down. It was already primed and ready to go. And something went wrong. It didn't work. So they had to rush back in and redo some things. And then 7 hours later, there was a countdown, and Building 7 fell in its own footprint. So I have a book here from the architects and engineers at I'm forgetting where it even came from the University of Alaska. And they restudied it using what was available, and it's been much diagrams, and they came to the conclusion that fire had nothing to do with it. It was said that fire caused some beams to expand and pop rivets. They said it didn't. The original report said that it leaned before it fell down. They said that it didn't. It fell straight down. Building 7 was 47 stories high and almost as long as a city block. Not very wide, not very deep from front to back, but it was a very big building. And it had information in it that was going to be used for prosecuting some shenanigans that were going on. Money that needed to be recovered, I guess. All buried in the rubble. So questions about Building 7 still persist. Bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, said he didn't do it. So who did? Larry Silverstein being the connection between 7 and the World Trade Center towers. It looks like there was a conspiracy. So when bin Laden was supposedly killed, SEAL Team 6 found him at a hideaway in across the border from Afghanistan. So they went in, and one man went upstairs and shot who he thought was bin Laden. The next one that came up said he didn't recognize him. They'd been shown pictures of what bin Laden looked like. The guy had black hair. Bin Laden would have been gray by then. So they shot the wrong man, I presume may have been kin to bin Laden. But then they buried him at sea. And there have been plenty of other Muslims killed since then who have not been buried at sea. So it's all, looks like a plot. Osama had just found his birth certificate, surprise, surprise, 3 days before the raid on bin Laden. So it was a distraction. And his birth certificate seems to be phony. Some of it is done like it was done on a typewriter, and some of it was done like it was done on a computer. So my time is up. I'll speak to you again. Thank you.
If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the Friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, MSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission. Because ignorance is strength.